practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio with the intent of preparing our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church. Today, let's begin the program with a song entitled One Day. This is a different rendition than most of you are familiar with, but I think God will use it in your life to give you a blessing and encouragement. Here it is, the song One Day.
Praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men. My example is He. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. One day He's come.
Trumpet will sound for His coming.
One day the skies with His glory will shine.
Oh yes, that will be a glorious day when Jesus Christ comes in the clouds of the sky to take us home to be with Him in heaven. That is, those of us who are Christians, those of us who are born again. What a glorious day that will be. and it could be today. There's nothing yet that needs to be fulfilled before the rapture takes place according to the Word of God. And so I ask you, are you ready for the second coming of Christ? By that I mean, do you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? And secondly, are you serving the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord, as a Christian? Well, I trust that you're ready for the second coming of Christ, that first stage that we refer to as the rapture, because it could be today. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio, and I am Pastor Gary Dull of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I would invite you to come visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church today if you don't have a good, solid, Bible-believing local church to attend. We have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening, we have a time of gathering for the children and youth ministries, as well as our single moms ministry. And then, of course, at 7 o'clock, we gather together for the study of the Word of God, as well as a time of prayer. Dr. Chris Davis continues to lead us in the book of Ephesians on Wednesday night, verse by verse. It's a great study, and I'd encourage you to come on out and visit us even on a Wednesday night. But if we can serve you spiritually, please don't hesitate to contact us. Our phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you may write to us at the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. And of course, you can email us, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. fbc@fbcaltoona.org. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to pray with you, pray for you. And so if you have a prayer request, don't hesitate to send it our way. And certainly if we can help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, please contact us. We'd love to lead you to Christ, and we'd love to disciple you in Christ if we would have the opportunity to do so. So please don't hesitate to contact us. We would love to be able to have a personal relationship with you. And of course, that's a great thing, to be able to get to meet people that we talk to over the radio on a regular basis, and just to be able to grow together in the things of the Lord. But my question is, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you don't, I would encourage you to call upon his name today and ask him to save you. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." What does it mean to believe in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, it does not just mean to believe that he exists, but it means to trust him as your personal Savior. Jesus Christ paid the wage of your sin on that cross. He died for you, and then he rose again the third day for you, that if you call upon his name and ask him to save you, you will have the forgiveness of sins, and you will have eternal life through his name. And so if you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, why don't you do it right now? Simply say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me," and he will. And if you make that decision to trust Christ, contact us here at the church. We have a little booklet entitled, "Now That I Believe," that we'd love to send to you free of charge, that explains to you what you've done in that you've trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. So make sure that you know the Lord. Make sure that you're growing in the Lord. And if we can help you in any way in coming to Christ or in growing in Christ, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We would be more than delighted to help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the opportunity once again that we have to do this radio broadcast, as we've been doing for so many years. And Lord, you know everyone who is under the sound of my voice at this moment. For those who have never yet trusted Christ as Savior, it is my prayer that today will be the time of salvation for them when they say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And then, Lord, I pray for those who do know you, that the broadcast today will be a benefit to them in equipping them to be ready to worship you along with other born-again believers at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. But take the program today, lead it by your Holy Spirit, be glorified through it, and we'll be careful to give you the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's an organ solo with a great old hymn of the faith, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the Gospel of John, John chapter 14, and I'd like to read verse 26, where the Lord Jesus is speaking concerning the Holy Spirit, and he says this, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, John chapter 14 and verse 26. And now before I deliver a message entitled, What Happens When You Got Saved? What happened to you when you got saved? Let's listen to the quartet singing the song, Constantly Abiding.
There's a peace in my heart that the
Rapture divine, rapture divine.
We can thank the Lord for the fact that when we receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, He will never leave us nor forsake us. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity of leading somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. And after they made that decision to trust Christ as Savior, they asked me this question: what has now taken place in my life? In other words, what has happened to me now that I've called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asked Him to save me? And I had the opportunity then to explain to them what took place in their life since they trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And down through the years, I found that there are many people who really do not comprehend what took place in their lives the day they trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. That's one of the reasons why here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we offer a book. It's a small book to those who receive Christ as Savior, simply entitled, Now That I Believe. It's a book that was written by Dr. Robert A. Cook a number of years ago. And the first chapter of the book is simply, what happened to me? In other words, what really took place in my life when I trusted Christ as Savior? And if you've just recently trusted Christ as Savior, we'd love to get this booklet into your hands today. So contact us, and we will be more than delighted to see that you get a free copy of the book, Now That I Believe. But what did happen when you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? And by the way, if you haven't done so, call upon the name of the Lord today and ask Him to save you. But if you're a Christian, the moment you trusted Christ as Savior, you received the forgiveness of sins through faith in Christ. Over in 1 John chapter 1 and verse 7, it says, "But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us," or keeps on cleansing us from all sin. The Bible says that we've all been born in sin. We are all born with that sin nature. And because of that, we cannot have a relationship with God because He is holy and righteous. But when we call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us, because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ, all of our sin is forgiven. Every sin that we've ever committed or will commit is now under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have total forgiveness. And that means that we can have fellowship with the Lord here on this earth, in this life. But when this life is over, we will have fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ throughout all of eternity. So the very instant you called upon the name of the Lord to ask Him to save you, all of your sin, no matter what those sins were that you've committed down through the years, have been taken away. I remember a number of years ago talking to a person who said that they don't think that they could ever be saved because they've committed so many great sins in their lives. But when we call upon the name of the Lord, the blood of Jesus Christ is powerful enough to cleanse us from every and all sin that we've ever committed. Praise God for that. Secondly, when we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we have new life in Christ. New life in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, the Word of God says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature," that is, a new creation. "Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Remember that before we are saved, we are dead in our trespasses and sins, separated from God. But when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit takes up His permanent residency in our lives. And we have, as it were, the life of Jesus Christ in us through the presence of the Holy Spirit. That's a tremendous thing to take into consideration. We are a new creature, a new creation in Christ Jesus. Whereas before we were saved, we were dead in our trespasses and sins. After we come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are alive in Christ forevermore. And we can look forward to spending eternity with Him, living and basking on the sunlight of His glory in heaven forever and ever. Thank the Lord for the song that we sing from time to time here at the Faith Baptist Church entitled New Life in Christ. Because you see, when we receive Christ as Savior, we do have new life in Him. Thirdly, when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we have a new position in Christ. And you can apply that to your life. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you have a new position in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13, the Word of God says, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." The very moment we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, our position is that we are placed into the body of Christ. That, of course, is the church, the body of Christ. All around the world, there are people who know Jesus Christ as Savior, and every one of them are members of the body of Christ, whether Jew or Gentile, whether bond or free. When we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, there's no distinction between our race, our color, our creed. No matter what it is, we are all one in Christ, placed in the body of Christ to spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven. And what a joy that is. You know, I've had the opportunity of traveling into over 30 nations of the world doing missionary work. And what a blessing it's been down through those many years of traveling to be able to have fellowship with somebody. I can't communicate with them because of the language. I can't understand a lot of their culture. But when we get together, there is a common bond because of that new position that we have in Jesus Christ through trusting Christ as Savior. If you know Jesus Christ as Savior, the moment you were saved, the Spirit of God placed you into the body of Christ along with other born-again believers around the world. And of course, because of that, you could look forward to spending eternity with other believers in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in heaven. One final thing I share with you today, and that is this. When you receive Jesus Christ as Savior, you received a new future with Jesus Christ. You received a new future with Jesus Christ. You see, before you trusted Christ as Savior, you were on your way to a Christless eternity, separated from Jesus Christ in the lake of fire. Read Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, and it will explain just exactly where you were headed apart from Christ. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Savior, you will be spending eternity separated from Him in the lake of fire. But if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you have a new future with Christ. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 5, the Word of God says this, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead," and here it is, to an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. You see, because you know Jesus Christ as Savior, the moment this life is over, you will open your eyes, as it were, in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 8 says, "We are absent from the body and present with the Lord, where we will spend eternity with Jesus Christ in heaven, in the land without tears, in a time without end." And so when you receive Christ as your Savior, you receive the forgiveness of sins through Christ. You've experienced new life in Christ. You've experienced a new position in Christ. And you have a new future with Christ. Praise the Lord for that. If you've never trusted Christ as Savior, I would encourage you right now to say, "Lord Jesus, I trust you to save me." And if you make that your prayer, contact us here at the church. We'll send you this little booklet entitled, "Now That I Believe," that will help you to get started right in your new Christian life. Well, thank you so very much for joining us today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church this morning, and then join us again next Sunday morning at the same time with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, because remember, Jesus could come again today. Thus, the best is yet to come. Amen. Amen indeed. God bless you.
Website, www.fbcaltoona.org. That's www.fbcaltoona.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.